Okay, so what was the inspiration behind the show?
My mom died, and I was going through her stuff, and I found a poem about boys. This poem, kind of a hokey poem from the 50s called "What Is a Boy?" I found it in her stuff, and then my sisters, I'm the baby in my family, and my sister said, "Oh, you know, that poem was actually pinned onto you when they brought you home from the hospital when you were born." And I was just fascinated by that because I was reading the poem, and it was all of these things little boys are supposed to be, you know, like, you know, they love guns and snakes and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm not that boy at all. You know, I'm gay, and I was a little gay boy in Montana. And the poem just had nothing to do with who I was or am. And so that kind of was interesting to me, seeing that, like, wow, I wonder if my mom knew what kind of boy she was actually going to get, you know? So that's where it started. And then I carried that poem around with me, like, for about a year. I didn't know what to do with it. And in the course of that time, I also ended up fathering a child. Some friends of mine asked if I would be the biological dad for to have a baby, and they had a baby, and he was a boy. So it was a combination of trying to consider what kind of boy I was and also what kind of boy my son might be and what kind of man he might be. So it was that combination of things.
How do you want people to be affected by this work?
Well, I think my hope is that the stories that I tell in this piece are all about what it is if you're a different kind of boy than expected. Like, you know, what if you're a sensitive child, or what if you're, how do we learn to be empathic toward other people? And my hope is that people will realize that there's a wider range of being a male in America than we're sometimes taught. That it's okay to be whoever you are,